Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Salut! Ça va bien?
Salut! Are we speaking French today?
No.
Because we can do it.
It'd be so satisfying.
Because we can do it if you really want to.
It would be so satisfying if I could speak French. I mean, satisfying.
You can learn only if you wanted to, but I feel like you kind of, you don't really
French
want to.
I think French is just such an annoying language to learn because most of the time, like, English is so much easier because the words, you say the whole word. Okay. There's no blending words into each other. There's no like nuancing. It's like glass is glass and water is water.
I would say writing, French would be really like one of the most annoying languages to learn because it doesn't make sense.
But even to speak, I feel like also everyone just like French can sound so different the way everyone's speaking it for some reason. And maybe it's also because I just don't know the language.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I don't know why like... When someone says something and it has like the written version of what they're saying, and you can speak French so fast that you combine words and they blend into each other, and then I only hear like certain sounds. So I think you said like even earlier you were saying something to me and you were like amusement, but I heard musique.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know, it makes it that much harder to learn.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but it's a hard language to learn.
Yeah. Well, Spanish is easier.
I think Spanish is easier because they also, you hear every single thing that they say.
And whatever you're reading, that's how you pronounce it.
And that's also that's how Romanian is the same.
Yeah. French is very different.
Yeah. So I don't know about that. The only reason why I would like try to learn it is just so that you and our kids don't talk shit behind my back.
I mean, so yeah, you better learn.
Yeah, I'm going to probably just have to learn along with the kids, but it's not going to really work. Oh, got to plug in the computer, make sure it doesn't die.
Oh, okay.
Just one second. But anyways, we're not here to talk about French.
Yeah, we're not.
We're here to talk about something else. But before we get into that, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Alia Zaitsev.
What's up, everyone? If this is your first time here, my name is Yoni Kodo. Usually, I say your favorite host in the world. Sometimes I don't. Alia's sick of me talking about this.
I am sick of you saying that.
So, I agree.
There's many things that you say, like, every episode that I'm just like...
Oh, I know. I'm sure you're not the only one. I'm sure, like, there's other people who listen to this every week. They're like, oh, he's about to say.
When we say something and you're like, if you're listening to this...
Oh, my...
Like, everyone's listening, they're listening. So just say what you got to say, you know?
Yeah.
But I get it. I get why you want to say that.
I just want to grab the attention, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. But what's up, guys? How you been? How you doing? We're back with another episode. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see we have not yet updated our setup because there's just too much going on. We're about to go on a trip literally in 2 days.
In 2 days, yeah.
We have to...
So like when you're listening to this, we're... We're in Seattle, right?
When you're listening to this, we are on a plane. If this actually comes out on the time that it should come out, Wednesday morning,
yeah,
then we are flying across America, yeah, to the West Coast.
You know what I wanted to do today?
What do you want to do today?
What I wanted to do today is go on Instagram Live on the WTJ Instagram,
yeah,
and just kind of like set it up there while we're recording, and mm-hmm, then just kind of let the people see it.
You know how I feel about Instagram Live.
Can you just, before we start with the episode, what is it about Instagram Live that makes you so nervous?
It's not that it makes me nervous. I just feel like it's always an inconvenience.
For who?
Like, it's such an extra thing to do. Like, who goes on Instagram Live?
A lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah. People go on Instagram Live, and if there's someone that I follow that I admire or whatever, if I see them on Instagram Live, I'll check in and see if they're talking about something interesting. I'll stick around. And if they don't, then I'm just going to leave, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it would like interrupt my flow right now because I'm ready to like get into it. I have all my thoughts ready to go.
Okay. So the thing is with Instagram Live, like if you can't edit.
I mean,
it's not like,
yeah, but we wouldn't say anything. Well, we wouldn't say anything crazy anyways. I feel like it'd be cool to do an Instagram Live as we're setting up the podcast, like a behind the scenes.
Okay, let us know if you want that, because depending on who's interested in actually seeing
it. Yeah, I mean, if people really want to, I'll do it.
Yeah.
There's something about Instagram Live, it's like FaceTime on steroids. And I already don't like FaceTiming.
Yeah, I know, period. But I love FaceTiming. Yeah. So if anybody wants me to go on Instagram Live, literally I'll go on it by myself.
I mean, if you do it, I'll be there.
I've done that 2 years ago when you went to Romania and I was by myself for like a month, I think. Was it a month?
No, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 years ago, if you guys remember, Alia went to Romania. No, I wasn't there.
Two years ago. But yeah, we had the podcast at the time.
Yeah, we did. And I didn't have anything to do or anybody to talk to. So I was just get on Instagram Live every day and just talk to the people that were on the chat.
Why is your wife your best friend?
No, I mean, you are, because everything is just, can we talk about that in this episode or not?
What? Talk about what?
Yo, honestly, I don't know why. I'm like kind of like I'm not in the flow.
You want to restart?
No, I'm not. Let's just pick it up.
But anyways, guys, we are here to talk about friendship maintenance. Okay. You're probably wondering, friendship maintenance? What? Yeah. Friendship? It's not like a building that needs maintenance. It's not like a car that needs checking up on.
Oh, actually.
Oh, it is.
Why did you make that face? It definitely is. I would say it's more like a car than a building.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because a building don't need that much maintenance. I feel like a friendship needs a lot more maintenance.
Than a building?
Than a building. A building you do maintenance like, what, once every 5 years?
No, like we have, this building has a maintenance guy that it's like if something breaks, they'll come fix it.
Okay,
I feel like,
well,
there's actually like a lot to do because different build, like there's a lot of units, you know.
Okay, so the only difference is with friendship is that nothing has to break for you to have to do maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And and if you wait until something is broken in a friendship,
it's too late.
Oh, it's too late.
Now you're fixing, you're not maintaining.
Yeah. Now you're trying to save it.
Okay, so would you say, let me ask you this, would you say that you consciously put in effort in maintaining friendships?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, do you specifically think, I'm checking in on this person, or I haven't talked to this person in like a few days or a few weeks or even like a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So let me text them as a maintenance to our friendship.
To me, it's not really maintenance that I'm doing, like consciously thinking I need to maintain this. Like, to me, when we use the word like maintenance,
yeah,
or I feel like that's kind of not even the right word, but that's what we're gonna use this episode, right?
I mean, what other word could you use?
No, I don't know, because to me, it's like when you're doing that, it's almost like out of like
obligation,
and that you have to. Because when I check in on my friends, I don't have to. It's just because I'm actually curious to know how they're doing. I don't do it
with like.
No. I don't do it. I don't check on my friends because I think if I don't check up on them, something will happen to our friendship.
Okay.
No,
but have you ever done that though?
Like, not realistically. With friends. Not with friends. Now we're friends. With family members, yes. With family members, it's almost like you kind of have to.
There's obligation.
Yeah.
There's like a bigger obligation with family.
With friends, not really. Especially like the friends that I have, it's like, we know everybody's working. You know, some of us got families. It's like, but I check up on you because I just want to know what's up. Not because I think it's been 2 months and I think our friendship is fading away. It's not like that at all. I cannot talk to my friends for 3 months, but then whenever we, and we will FaceTime out of nowhere.
Okay.
I'm like, how you been? It's been a minute. Like, it's not something I think about.
Really?
Yeah, at all. I don't think about it. Like, if I want to, I can randomly just be at the house and be like, you know what? Let me call Abdul real quick. Boom. So, I just call him. So, he would do the same, like the other way around. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
with
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
So there's no behind pressure and just like, I don't even know what to call it. But in my experience, there's been a few times where like there's someone that I would like talk to pretty often. And then I would realize like, damn, I haven't talked to them in like a while mm-hmm. compared to what our usual frequency is.
Okay.
Maybe it's that, you know, they're out of town. Maybe that I'm out of town. Maybe that we've just been busy and we just haven't really like checked up on each other. We haven't hung out in person. So not that there's like obligation behind it, but I would say for me, it's very conscious, like, damn, I haven't talked to this person in like a few weeks. And like, there's part of it where I'm like, I really wonder like how they're doing, but there's also another part of it of like, I need to be a good friend and like check in with them and maintain this friendship.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother daughter and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Because for me and my experience with friendships, how I start to feel about them is distance really affects how I feel in this friendship for me.
Distance. What do you mean by that? So if you live in different states.
Distance can be living in different places that you actually have physical distance between each other, and also distance in terms of like it's been a long time since we've talked.
What about emotional distance?
What is that?
It's like you have the physical that you live in Kansas City and they live in New York. Or you have the emotional distance, which is where you feel like we're not, the friendship is kind of fading away a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, that's also one too.
It's like, and that happens because people, you can outgrow your friends and people and your friend can outgrow you.
Yeah.
So at what point do you get to, like, when do you realize?
Do you still like act on maintenance with that friendship?
If you feel like the friendship is fading away, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah.
But it depends how much you care about that. You know, if it's a friendship that you didn't really care about, it'll fade away probably without you even noticing. Oh, okay, I haven't talked to this person in like 2 years.
No,
damn.
No. I don't think so. I think like if you have a friendship that was like really close and you can tell that in the last few like months, if not the last year, you can feel there's this emotional distance between you.
Something had to happen, right?
Yeah, like there's clearly something that changed. And also both of you can tell and feel. And I think if that's the case, that's where I would say like there's a stronger obligation for me to like maintain this friendship, because it feels like I need to put a little bit more extra effort because we're not aligned anymore. It doesn't come organically for me to like want to converse with you or talk to you, because every so often that we do, I realize like, damn, this friendship has really changed.
But that's
and it leaves
also,
me with this weird feeling of like, okay. We're not really like that friends like that anymore.
But it's okay also.
It's okay. But at the same time, it's weird letting go of friendships. It's weird. Because you're like, at one point, we were so like chill and hanging out all the time and I wasn't thinking anything.
Yo, you know what's great? Okay, go ahead.
But then like, at some point, something changed. We started to go different directions. You see that like every time.
Are you in the same city or this is long distance?
It could be that you're in the same city or it could be that you're long distance. And every time you hang out in person, the things that you talk about, the things that they talk about, like misalignment in lifestyles or misalignment in how you see the world or what you plan to do with your life or like where you are with your intentions. Those types of things for me can start to actually create distance from that person.
Yeah.
Physical or emotional.
Yeah.
You know? And then those types of relationships, I have a weird feeling around maintenance with those friendships because I'm like, do I want to put in effort? Like, it's not that I don't care about them anymore, but then also like, is it organic for me to be like actually trying to, you know, talk to you and like see what you're up to? Am I still that interested and invested in this person?
We have a lot of international listeners who may not know what maintenance mean. So I just want to break it down real quick. Okay. When we use that word, it's basically, it means that something doesn't necessarily have to be broken for you to work on it, for you to maintain it.
Yeah, think about like the workouts, right? Think about the gym. Like sometimes you're not necessarily going to the gym to like lose weight or gain muscle. You're going for maintenance. Maintain what you already
just
have.
Just to keep it up. Exactly. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, I want to say, have you ever like hung out with a friend and it's like one of those friends that you feel like the friendship kind of faded away a little bit.
Okay.
But you made the effort, hey, let's fix this. You know, obviously you don't say it verbally.
Yeah.
But you're like, you hit him up.
The effort.
You go get lunch together. And then you guys hang out and, you know, for like an hour or two, you guys talk. But then the whole time you're maybe not during the hangout, but like when you leave or you're driving home, you're thinking like, this wasn't it. Like, We hung out, but what did we talk about? Like, we didn't, there was like this wall between you.
Yeah, no, I've definitely felt that before.
That ever happened to you?
Yeah, I felt that
it's
before.
It's a weird
because
feeling.
Because either of like, we haven't seen each other in a long time, that it can be like kind of awkward, you know, to like see each other after like a long time.
This, okay.
Something about it, like even with friends, can feel awkward because you're not used to being in each other's presence anymore. And maybe like you've changed, like maybe if it's been like 6 months since you saw this person and maybe you caught up like every few weeks for like a little bit.
And then you feel like it's awkward when you see them. But how is it awkward though? Because that's your friend. Maybe that's someone that you used to hang out with every day.
Because now, like, so much time can go by, for me at least. That's what I was trying to say, that for me, physical distance, I don't know why it really affects friendships for me. I don't know why.
So you can't even keep up like over text
calls? But it's inevitable that that friendship will change.
No. Are you serious?
For me, like on my side, they can stay the exact same. Maybe they change too.
So what do you mean it'll change on your side? Like you would, like how would that friendship change?
Because I don't see you. I don't see you. We don't hang out. I see you like twice a year, if that.
Okay, but now let's say you're back in town.
Yeah, I'm back in town. I'll probably see you, but it's not going to be the same.
Huh, I wonder why. That's so weird.
I don't
know. It shouldn't be like that. You know that, right? The friends that I have in Seattle, I can be gone for a year or two. Even the friends that I have in Belgium. When I go back, it's just like... If it's a real friendship, I don't think anything should change. Time and distance should not change that.
Yeah, but what if they're different than they were when you saw each other last?
They are very different. Like a lot of my friends have kids now, but like when we link up together, it's the same. Like nothing really changed.
I don't know. I feel like there's been many times in my life where For me, friendships are such an in-person experience. For me, a friendship is so deeply rooted in sharing moments and sharing live moment together. For me, I don't feel the friendship that much over text.
Okay, what about phone calls or FaceTime?
Even that too, like...
You know how many times I FaceTime my friends randomly? What you up to? My friend would tell them, oh yeah, I went fishing the other day. Or he would, it's just, that's how you maintain friendships.
Yeah, but to me, that doesn't have as much value as like me actually going fishing with them. That where I'm like, I'm like with this person,
I don't
with
need,
my friend.
See, for me, it's very different. I don't need to be there physically with you to maintain a friendship.
It's not that, I'm not trying to say that if like I'm not with the person I'm also not trying to be with this person all the time, but I'm just saying okay. That something about not seeing them, something about not enjoying like in-person conversation, in-person moments, going on a walk, doing activities together in person, I don't know why, to me that just feels like I'm actually living the friendship versus like texting or even phone calls, even though I just don't talk on the phone that often.
Not texting. Let's leave texting out of it because texting is even further away.
That's what I'm saying. To me, when I'm texting someone, it doesn't even feel like I'm talking to this person.
Exactly. But phone calls is better than FaceTime. But you have to want to do that. You have to care about maintaining that friendship at that level. I care about that. Not with everyone. There's certain people that I would specifically... 2 weeks go by and I'll be like, man, let me see how they're doing. And I would call them. And I don't even necessarily expect the same thing from them all the time. Even though, yes, they call me too and I call them, but I feel like a lot of people would be like, well, shit, like I'm always the one calling. Why am I always the one checking up on someone, you know? But I don't necessarily really think about that. I just know that I am the way I am. I will reach out without thinking that, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But I can very easily see how someone can think about that. Like, yo, I'm always reaching out. You never call me. You don't care about me. But I know with my friends, it's not that case.
I just don't know why for me, texting someone or even FaceTiming from time to time, like, it's cool, but it still leaves me feeling like not satisfied.
Well, maybe that friendship that you're talking about never got to the place where it got like solidified to where
we can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
Because there's a reason why you don't. Anybody's listening to this, I feel like if you have a...
Huh? It's not that I don't care.
No, I'm not saying that. But if you have a good friend, you would naturally want to think about, like, how are you doing? Or how are your kids doing? You don't have to be
there. Yeah, but it's not just about how they're doing. I also want to experience life with them. Like, for me...
Okay, but you can't. If you live across this country, you just can't do that.
To me, the relationship will inevitably change. That's what I'm saying.
Huh. Okay, change into what?
Change, like, there will be some type of distance. Like, we're not going to be, like, as close, because we literally aren't. Like, for me, so much of the friendships that I have, a big part of them lies in real life interaction.
No, I mean,
where we get to like go do things and experience things together and go on trips or go get dinner or go try this new restaurant or go to like a festival or whatever. Like, those types of experiences are what feed my friendships. And when I don't have that, it is inevitable that even if we catch up every few weeks or months on FaceTime, even if we text from time to time, even though I see how they're doing and they tell me they're doing good and blah, 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 that's not enough for me for a friendship to stay at the level that it was when we were seeing each other all the time.
So with that distance, when she comes to town or you're back in town, when you link back up together, you're saying that it'll feel different because of that friendship.
Absolutely.
Because of that distance.
Because we haven't been part of our lives, really. Because to me, checking in on you and then the other person checking in on me,
that's still
and just talking
very...
about that, I don't feel like that's being part of each other's lives. Like, to the same degree that it is to be in each other's lives, literally physically seeing each other. And experiencing whatever it is together, coming over, sharing a meal together.
No, I
all
get
these
it.
Things
I'm not.
Like,
I'm not even saying you're wrong, because I can totally see that. And I'm trying to think about my friendship. If I'm just not like.
And I don't know if maybe like also I have heard like, and we've talked to other friends about how women have very emotional friendships with each other, where like the connections that we have between each other, the way that we like. Think about female friendships with one another can be very like taken, like we take it very seriously.
Someone commented that on the comments. I don't know exactly where, but they're like, women take friendships very seriously.
Yeah, and I can totally relate to that. I don't necessarily
but I don't know
think
if that's true.
I don't that's been my experience, and also that's what I've heard from like other, you know, girls and women that I've talked to in my life about this. And even when we had that picnic and there was like both girls and guys there, and we actually talked about that, we're like, why do female friendships just feel so different and are like, you can perceive that they're different than like guys with other guys. And it's just like, for guys to be friends and like, I don't know, something about like the female friendship with each other is like the bond is like much stronger. It has to like be way more like, it's more complex and it's more serious for some reason. We take it more seriously.
So do you think that's part of a reason why there's more
nuance to it?
More drama?
It could be that too.
Because I feel like guys don't have that much drama because maybe the relationships are much simpler.
I think that's part of it.
But also having a simple friendship isn't always, I'm not even trying to say that it's better to have like simple, loose friendships.
Yeah. And also I also don't want to undermine like male friendships. I obviously have not experienced that.
Yeah.
But like being a man and having another male friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that like you can have, I don't know, there's something about like female friendships that we take it so like seriously and like strongly.
What do you think makes female friendships more complicated?
Well, I think like we are just
and also,
very
by the way,
emotional beings.
Okay.
And we really like are very introspective. We like to, you know, analyze and I would say sometimes overthink to a fault, just a lot of things in our lives. And because of that, we like take everything to heart. Like we take that shit, not necessarily take it personally, but like things
you can say
really important to us. You know, like that's why I would say, like for me, I deeply feel the relationship that I would have with someone change simply because it's a long distance friendship. Like I haven't seen you. This has happened to me so many times in my life. Like high school, my high school experience, the people that I was there with literally were my family. Those were some of the closest people that I was with in my like teenage years. Haven't talked to them in years.
Is there one you still speak to today?
No,
like your
I
closest
haven't.
One from that time. Do
no.
you ever check up on them?
No.
See, I think you should do that.
I kind of want to, but I also feel like, damn, it's been so long.
Wait, but why do you kind of want to and not just do it? Because I have high school friends that I still keep up with. But
I just feel like it's one of those things that I haven't done it. And when I do it, I want to do it right.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself.
Yes, that's the thing. That's that woman brain.
I would literally say, hey, how you been? Whatever. Like, just anything. If someone was my roommate, which I had many roommates.
Yeah, me too.
In high school. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, and those were all my brothers. Yes, there's some guys that I'm closer to than others. But there's some that, you know, I keep up with everyone. Like, I know where everyone is. I know where most of them live.
But see, that's not what, to me, I don't know.
And I'm not saying that we're
knowing where someone's at or like someone's good or bad or whatever. That's not me being like close.
But we're not close, obviously, because we live different lives now. But we check up on each other because now once you're kind of, it's kind of like a brotherhood, right? And once you know you're good, we don't have to be best friends. We don't have to hang out every day or call each other every day.
I'm not even talking
about
every day.
But when you're an adult, checking up on a friend every once in a while, trust me, is more than enough. You know?
Yeah.
And that's it. You don't have to be, you really don't have to be best friends with anybody,
I mean, you
really.
Know how I feel about best friends. And that's not something that necessarily I'm like.
Oh, I didn't mean to say best friend. I just mean to say like just friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I feel like we need to establish what is considered maintenance outside of the like hanging out. Because the hanging out part in real life, that's like friendship happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, the connection, the relationship. It's like, this is what friendship is.
Yeah,
it's like
active.
Spending time together. It's active, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you don't get to see each other, what does the maintenance look like?
Okay.
And what is considered good maintenance versus lazy maintenance?
Lazy maintenance definitely is the swipe up on a story and respond to it and say something.
Okay.
But that's not something I would do if I want to check up on a friend. That's like, that's not it. That's not the place for it.
So you don't have a person in your life that when you like, they posted something on their story and then you just swipe up and reply to it and then maybe you have like a little back and forth on the story and you feel like, okay, I talked to that person.
No, I'll do that with someone who's not really close to me. If someone who's close to me and I haven't talked to them in a long time and I see something on their story and I know that we have to catch up,
yeah,
because that's a lingering feeling that you have.
You know that you owe them a like phone call.
Not owe them, but like we owe each other a phone call.
Or yeah.
Okay? I would never respond to a story before we do the catching up.
Oh, like you would stop yourself from responding?
Or no, actually, I mean, no, I wouldn't try to like, I wouldn't swipe up on a story and try to catch up there. I would respond directly to whatever it is, a game score. I would talk about that.
But and do you feel like if you do that with someone that you've been thinking about catching up with, then you have to like switch the text and then actually start a conversation there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I would just say it even on a story, like I'll call you this weekend, let's catch up. Something like that, you know. But people that are close to me, I will text you or call you directly. I will never DM you on Instagram. You know those people who like to catch up on Instagram DM? I think I don't like that. Because there's such a like, if you have my number, just text me.
Yeah.
Or I'll always text you. I will never try to catch up on Instagram DM.
I think it depends. Like also if it's someone, speaking of like the high school friends,
mm-hmm.
there have been a few times like in the last, you know, year or so where there would be like a random thing that I would post and then someone that I know would like, you know, reply to it or say something, or maybe it's my birthday and they would say happy birthday. It was one of those, you know those people that you only talk when it's on your birthday.
Yeah.
So in those scenarios, sometimes I'm just like, this is the opportunity where like we could finally catch up, because like it's an entry point where like they've responded to my story, mm-hmm. and then it's a good moment for me to be like, how you been? Like, what's up? Whatever. And sometimes I've done that. I'm not gonna lie, but
you've done that.
I've been the one that is like starts the little like conversation, because I just. But those are the types of people that like, I really haven't talked to in a minute, haven't seen in years.
You know? But like, I have a lot of those.
But there was a point where we were seeing each other every day.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
You know something I always think about. Then we can get back to the maintenance list, right?
Yeah.
There's always I've lived in like many different places, right?
Yeah.
And I've always made friends and got really close to someone, to multiple people, and then had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet new people back from scratch. I get close to people, then I leave. I've always been the one who left.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm used to it now. We just did it with Seattle.
Yeah.
I did it with Belgium.
I experienced that quite a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And also as a kid too, like as you grow up, you know, you move from like one time of like middle school, then you go to high school, then from high school you go to college. So like you inevitably will like leave.
But those things can all be in the same state or the same city.
I've never experienced that. For me, each time a phase or a moment was done, like it's on to the next.
Yeah, and it's in a completely different continent in my case, and it feels like different lives. It feels like my life is like split in like four different sections.
Exactly, which is also so interesting, because I would often meet people in like one of those new phases of my life,
mm-hmm.
and then the people that I meet, like they know each other from like when they were kids, and I just was like, I don't know what that's like at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I never went somewhere with the same people. It was always like a fresh new group.
Yeah, I always envy those people who know who has a friend and they're like, oh yeah, I know them since we were kids, we were like babies,
and like they're actually friends.
Yes,
because like, they went to the same like high school and that's then the same college.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. But I think it's also cool that now I can go any of those places that I've lived in my past, and I have people that I know there. You know what I mean? Like, they may not necessarily be like my best friends, but then if I reach out and say, hey, I'm back, we will hang out.
You think?
Yeah, 100%.
See, I do wonder, like, if I went to, because I do know, like, that's the thing. I do know, because of the internet, now you can easily know where people are at without even talking to them.
Okay.
So I know like a lot of my high school friends, like I know where everybody's in, like okay. what country and stuff.
So what's the problem?
So I'm just thinking, like, if I were to be in a country where like one of those people were, like, would I reach out to them?
I feel like you wouldn't.
I just feel like there would be so much like pressure to. I don't know. I feel like it would be so like weird to see each other. You know, it's been years because I've never experienced that. I've never experienced seeing someone after not seeing someone for a very long time. But the last time I saw them, we were like this.
Yeah. And you guys were kids, too.
Yeah. So like how much has happened in your life?
So much.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like there'd
be so much to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. But that could be so cool too.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
And I always also like whenever I was in whatever phase in my life, I always have this in the back of my mind, kind of like, we're close now, we're hanging out, we're playing basketball, we're best friends, right? For years, for like a good, I've never lived anywhere more than 6 years.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so crazy that it's literally 6 years. Because it's 6 year increments for me too.
Yeah. And so I always have this thought in my mind that I don't know why I always think about it, but I'm always thinking like, man, one day we will not be close like this. One day.
You think about that?
Yeah. One day.
Even now.
Yes. Like when I meet people, like in Seattle, I always knew like there's going to be a day where we're not going to hang out like this anymore. But obviously we're older now. So obviously life happens, you have families, but I always just think about this thing. That's why I always love to like, just like cherish the moment, the day, like whatever time I'm spending with whoever I'm hanging out with, I'm really there in the moment because for some reason, I always think about the days where this will be history. You know, like, I always think about that. Like, anywhere I've been, and I don't tell that person necessarily. I feel like that would be kind of...
Yeah, that'd be weird.
No, I don't do that. But I even, like...
Just be like, I know one day we probably won't be friends anymore.
No. I mean, I feel like I've said that to a few people before. Like, let's say, I don't know, like, I was at the coffee shop that I was working at in Seattle, right? I used to say that to one of my coworkers all the time, and we would like talk about life and shit, right? And I would be like, you know, it's crazy. One day we will not see each other ever again. Like we won't. And I don't know if other people think about this shit, but I think about that all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Your eyes are watery.
Yeah. Sorry. I just yawned.
Yeah. Let me know if you guys think about that too, because I know I'm not going to see these people forever. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's say I can meet someone today here in New York, right? We become best friends. Something, I'm at some point, if we really get close, I'll be like, one day, this will be history. Like, this will be somewhere in the back pages.
I never think that. I'm always thinking that the people that are, like, really actively in my life right now, I hope and wish that they will be actively here, like, you know, 10 years from now.
Yeah, and that sounds amazing. And I hope that too, but I just know.
Because
people move all the time.
That's true. That's actually very
like, true. I hope that the people that I met here in New York, that our kids gonna be their friends. Wait, our kids gonna be our friends' kids, right?
Our kids will be their kids' friends.
Right.
Yo.
You know, I want that.
Yeah, no, me too.
But I mean, you know, like I wanted that before in the past too, with all my friends in Belgium.
Like, I love when I hear stories from like other people that are older than me, you know, they're like in their 40s and they got their own kids that are maybe, you know, 10 or 11 and their kids are friends with their friends' kids and they all hang out together. And then they're like, there's this one guy, I actually want to give him a shout out real quick. Sorry, there's this one guy on Instagram. If you guys know, his name is...
You don't know his name?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Do you feel the pressure?
I feel the pressure right now.
Yeah, you should. You're wasting time.
I am wasting time. Oh, I will put it in the description. His name is like Tim something, Tim Chono, Tim.
Okay.
I may be very wrong, but he makes these really, really like lovely, wholesome videos about just like his life. And I love them so much.
What is it? What is it about his life? Family? Like tell me.
It's kind of like vlogs.
Okay.
So he just shows like what he does. It could be on a Saturday. It could be like on a Tuesday. But then he has these like very insightful ways of looking at the mundane life and the day-to-day stuff and the way that he explains things and the way that he talks about
his life
with like gratitude. I sent you his stuff so many times.
Okay.
And he has like his wife and their daughter and their house. They live in Brooklyn.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they have like a house there. He like is a runner and he does cold plunges every morning. And he talks about all these like different things and he puts it in this story and it's so beautiful. And he makes a lot of people love the day-to-day mundane, easy life, the simple life.
Okay, well, shout out to you, Tim.
I think his name is Tim.
Yeah.
Something like that. But anyways, I forget what I bring that up. Oh, I bring that up to say, like, he's somebody that I think it's so cool. He has a lot of friends that are from different points of his life, but he still's in touch with in real life. Like, it's not just like, I call you up.
No,
it's like
yeah. See each other. I just don't have that. But it's also with me, not only just with friends. Maybe this could be a whole different episode, but, like, with family. You know how many times I don't have family around. Like, all my families are, like, all over the world, overseas. I mean,
other than my parents and siblings, yeah, I don't have anyone here either.
You know, so it's like...
But yours is more spread out.
Yeah, mine is so spread out. And every time... It really hits me, like, around Christmas. Like, when I see people, like, you know...
Like, come big table.
Yeah, big table and, like, big family. You got an uncle here, the aunt there.
Yeah.
You got the grandma. And
there's, like, hella... The food is served in, like, big... containers. That's yeah. How you know it's like a big family's around.
Like Thanksgiving and like the whole family's there. Like when I see that, I really envy that. So if you have that in your life, just know how like, you know, grateful you should be to have all those people around.
Yeah, it's a very specific experience to be in that space.
It kind of has to just work out that, yes, obviously people can fly in and stuff like that, but also there's a lot of people who just have that in the same city.
Yeah.
Like, uncle lives down the street, grandma is over there, and everyone just comes to... That's really cool, but I think it is also really cool being international and having experienced many different cultures. But the only downside is that a lot of the times you are, like, alone. Like, yeah. You are, like, the... So, I mean...
That's been my experience a lot.
What'd you say?
That's been my experience a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I've always kind of been... Far from home.
Oh my god. Shout out to the far from home.
yeah, you know. But okay, so we talked about texting. I would say texting on like real text is the like second laziest way to maintain a friendship. Because like checking in over text, like, hey, how are you? All these things, is like you definitely get to check in, literally. They can tell you what they're up to. You can tell them what you're up to. You can send each other links, different things like that. Look what I saw. I would think you'd like this. But it still feels like, to me, it doesn't feel necessarily like, it does feel like, okay, I can check it off the list of like, I checked in with this person and caught up a little bit. So like I maintained the relationship. But it doesn't necessarily make me feel like I'm any closer to this person. It doesn't make me feel like I'm active in this relationship.
Maybe you're just like a little bit more of a, like a, you have your, do you get attached to people? Like, do you get it? Like when you meet someone, do you feel like you get attached to them? Or are you just more so like, oh yeah, they're cool?
No, I would say I get very attached.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I have a friend that I really like, I'm trying to hang out like all the time.
Okay, I don't know why. Okay, I get attached too. I get attached to strangers.
But to me, I get attached to like the in-person. Like I want to hang out in person all the time. Like I want to like do shit. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's hang out. Yeah. Let's go to a picnic. Let's come over. Let's have dinner.
You ever got attached to a stranger?
No.
I get attached to strangers. And I don't know if that's weird.
That is weird.
Like I can meet someone like in the elevator. Not in the elevator. No. Like it needs to be... If I talk to a stranger, literally like never met them before, and I talk to him on the street, and we kind of get into like a life story, and they tell me where they're from and why they moved. Okay, so this is a perfect example. Okay, one day I was at the basketball court and I was done playing, and there was this guy just sitting, and he was just watching the games. Like he was watching all the games.
Okay,
everybody was wrapping up, everybody left, and I was the last guy there, and he was just sitting there right by himself. But my bag was next to him.
Okay.
So I go to my bag, put my shoes away and stuff like that. And then I asked him, you know, how are you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm okay. Just enjoying the basketball. He had like a little bit of an accent. So he was somewhere from Europe, right?
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Anytime I hear someone's from Europe, I tell them that I grew up in Belgium.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
So, and then, and I think he was from Russia or...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And He told me the specific city he was from, because I was asking, oh, where from? I get with strangers, I tend to ask, like, I don't know if it's like a personal question to ask someone, like, where you're from or what city you're from. Not really, right?
Oh, like specifically what city?
Yeah, like what city you're from. Like,
I mean, if somebody says to me, like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from, you know, Germany. I'm not going to ask them, like, where in Germany?
Oh, okay. Well, I end up talking to this guy. And then he was in the army, and he started telling me, like, when he moved to the U.S. and what he does for a living. And I was getting ready to go home, but then I was just sitting there talking. And it was dark already. It was dark outside. And then I was just like, damn, well, you know, it was time for me to go. I talked to him for like 30 minutes, I think. Then when I left, I kept thinking about him. Like, weirdly.
Like, thinking about him, like...
No, thinking about just...
Like, what he told you.
What?
What he told you.
No, like, what he told me, but then also, too, like, it seemed like... I didn't ask him about family, but he seemed like he was alone. Like, he didn't... He seemed like he was just a man on a mission. Like, I don't know, he was just here.
Okay.
You know? And I was like, so I don't mean to say, like, I got attached to him, but I was just like, damn, like, I don't know how to explain it. It sounds very weird, but I was like, I hope he's good. Like, I hope he's, like, okay in life. I always wonder what people's lives are like, you know? Like, anytime I meet someone and I talk to them for a little bit, I'm like, man,
Because, you know, there's so much there.
No, there's so many unique stories around the world. That's why it's just... I don't know. Like, whenever I have my podcast back, I want to talk to people like that, just random people, and tell me about, like, just tell me about your life. Where are you from? And what did you do to get here?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. I don't relate.
I get that all the time.
But I get very attached to, like, to friends and the people. And I just, you know, it's like when I click with someone, I love that, like how well we click. I love when I'm having a good time with someone. In the moment, I'm like, damn, I'm having a good time with this person, you know?
Yeah.
You know, no, that's to good. Me, like, that's why, to me, there's so much value, and so much of the relationship is based on the in-person connection for me.
Yeah. I get it.
It's something that I guess I didn't really think about it until now. But I definitely, when it comes to maintenance, I would say... I've discovered recently that the voice note, which, yes, you are the king of the voice notes. If you don't know, that's like being able to, you know, record yourself talking and then you send it as a text.
I love that.
But then
shit.
You can, like, the other person can play it and hear your voice saying what you're saying.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
And I have come to find its magic. Like, now I can see how it's the perfect in between texting and calling.
Welcome to the party.
You know, because it gets the job done where you don't have to commit to a phone call. Maybe you just want to, like, send them. It's as easy as a text, but it's more valuable than a text.
It's easier than a text. Texting, you got to go like, oh, I got to fix the typo. With talking, you just hit record, you talk, and then you send it. That's it.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
It's easier. And you get to point A. From point A to point Z, much faster.
Yeah. And then also, it just is way more, like, personal, you know? And it's nice to hear that person's voice.
Yes.
It's like, kind of fun to hear, like, if they're somewhere random, you know, they're on the street and they're like, yo, this just happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so fun.
Yeah. I get voice messages. Like, anytime we talk about this on a podcast, I get, like, so many DMs, just, like, voice notes from people from Germany, Switzerland.
It's so different for someone
Tokyo.
To actually talk to, the like, to us and just be like, oh, I love the podcast, so I've been listening, or it was something about a specific episode. But that way you can, like, hear their voice. You can hear their accent, which I love.
Yeah, you know? Same.
It's so cool. And just, like, someone's voice, it just automatically personifies someone.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, you know, obviously there's phone calls and there's FaceTime, which I don't know why, it's something that I still...
You got to get there. You got to get there.
On. You know, now I'm on to the voice notes. So
which
that's my new thing.
Yeah.
And it's nice because that way, you know, like, when the person that receives... Because if I receive a voice note, especially from someone that I don't talk to all the time, it feels nice. It feels like I'm really talking to this person. Mm. And they took the time to send me a voice note. It feels more like caring.
Yeah. My favorite type of voice note is from someone who I've never talked to before, or someone who I just don't know who listens to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You do love those.
And so it always starts like this. Hey, so I heard on a podcast you say that you love voice notes. So here I am.
They do always start
like, and I'm just like, let's go.
Yeah, I would be like nervous to send a voice note to someone I've never met.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, anyone who listens to the podcast, I feel like we're already friends. Like, and if you listen to this podcast, I feel like we already know each other.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know what I mean? So if you listen to this, send me one right now. Literally, we can talk for a little bit. Yeah,
if you guys are listening to this right now.
Okay, I think this is, we can wrap it up here, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're listening or watching, if you're watching, I guess, please comment down below. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite way to maintain a friendship? Like, is it text? Is it phone call? Is it voice note?
Is it FaceTime?
Is it FaceTime? Is it in person? Let me know if you get what I'm saying with the in-person thing. Let us know what you think about this episode. If you have any firsthand experience around this topic, what we talked about.
Yeah. Do you find it hard maintaining friendships? I want to leave it with something, but I feel like you rounded up for us pretty well.
Yeah. And we're going to jump over to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know what we're talking about?
We will figure that out in the next 5 minutes. Guys, every once in a while this happens, but we always figure it out.
Okay. But so, to be determined what the Patreon episode is for today. I kind of have an idea, but we'll see if you're into it.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us on another beautiful, hopefully this came out on a Wednesday, on another beautiful Wednesday. We appreciate you for tuning in every week. Mm. And if you don't do it every week, that's okay too. But thanks for tuning in for today's episode.
Yeah. And also, I just want to apologize for like the last couple episodes kind of been a little late because
obviously
we moved and there's a lot going on with just us two.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for understanding. Like, I mean, people understood, you know,
but
I just always feel bad when I miss a Wednesday or a Sunday, you know?
Yeah. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad.
No, not at all. I didn't feel attacked.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you so much.
All right.
See
bye, guys.
See you later, alligator.
We'll see you on Wednesday or on Sunday. And if you haven't checked out Patreon, check it out.
Good vibes. You can see previews from each episode, get a little taste of the juice. Okay, bye guys.
At the end of each episode, Alia always makes like these funny voices.
I feel like I have to.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. All right, bye guys. We love you.
See you later.